Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
ESS stands for, to me, every show sensational. Between the Ropes Radio, you know it. There's sensational and special. Tonight is Saturday night, super special. On this Saturday night, of course, December 22nd, 2018, I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. My beautiful guest, listeners, she's your Saturday super special from Team Vision Dojo of Professional Wrestling. My live guest, Miss Marina Tucker, is very sensational, and she is very here right now. Miss Marina, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on Between the Ropes Radio. How are you doing on this Saturday night as we head into Christmas?
I'm doing good. I'm actually just wrapping a few last-minute Christmas presents, so just getting everything done before Christmas gets here.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
To me, Miss Marine, I'm doing great. I was about to just bring it up. I can't believe Christmas is already Tuesday. I'm very behind this year, so probably a lot of people won't be getting gift cards, so I didn't have the time to go out and get anything. So I apologize to all my loved ones. So I feel bad, but, hey, it's the thought that counts, I guess.
Hey, gift cards are always a good idea to me because then you can get whatever you want. So don't ever let anyone get your gift card game down.
Oh, yeah. Now, speaking of, we just talked about it, like something that came out of nowhere, which things happen like that on the show where we just talk about random things outside of wrestling, and that's what makes Between the Ropes Radio really cool. Now, what for you, if you were actually looking for, like, a gift card to, like, your favorite store, like, what would that be?
Man, I think you can't go wrong with a Marshall TJ Maxx kind of gift card because those are the stores that you kind of walk in and you're just, like, looking for something, and that something finds you. Like, you can get, like, a T-shirt, you can get, like, sports water bottle, you can get some candles, get some stuff for your kitchen. Those stores are just, like, have anything and everything you could want. So I feel like going for those, you can't go wrong because you can just find anything in those kind of stores.
And it's crazy for me. And early was back, and I think this is probably back in November around my area, Sears was going out of business, so they had, like, everything must go, like, 75% off, and I just stocked up, so I got, like, probably, like, a year's worth of clothes, and when they have deals like that, better believe it, get on it.
Oh, absolutely. Get those deals. Wheeling and dealing.
Wheeling and dealing. We're wheeling and dealing here tonight on Between the Ropes Radio, and tonight is Saturday Super Special. My guest is the beautiful Miss Marina Tucker, and we are going to talk about her career, what she's up to. And the first question I want to ask you, of course, last night, of course, was special for you. I believe the dojo, Believe in Wrestling, hosted. It was an entry-free event down in Orlando. And how was the turnout, and who did you beat up on?
That's right. We actually had a free show, our last show of 2018. So it was a good way to go out, give the show free for all of our fans who continue to support us there at the dojo in Orlando. We had a great turnout. My opponent was Amber Nova. She's been on NXT, TNA Impact Wrestling. We kind of have this feud going back and forth. She was trying to give me a tune-up, you know. I had to give her some Detroit sass back. And she got one over on me, but you know what? We have a match January 4th, first match of the new year. You better believe I'm going to be bringing it back to her.
That's was pretty much, that was badass. That's the way you say it. And, of course, Miss Amber Nova, I had her on my show before, and she is badass. Of course, Miss Marina, you are too. I mean, you two ladies, to me, I see gold in that feud. I definitely got to check it out or find some way to get access to that match when it happens. But congratulations to both you ladies on having that match and going forward next month for another match. So you ladies are doing big things, and it's going to be definitely kick-ass. So fans, we're going to be talking about this more later on in the show, but keep note of that. You have Marina Tucker against Amber Nova. It's going to be seriously badass. Now, Miss Tucker, this I'm going to say like this, TT, of course, terrific for Tucker, of course. What about wrestling for you was terrific for you where you wanted to do it, like, you know, this is my dream?
Well, actually, one of my first recollections in life is watching wrestling. When I was about 6 years old, my parents moved us from Detroit to Atlanta. And when I moved, I was very young. It was really difficult for me to make new friends going from one state to another. And I just kind of found myself completely lost in wrestling. I don't remember my very first match I watched. I don't remember what made me watch it. It was definitely my grandfather and my brother. But what made me have that connection, I honestly can't remember. But it's been in my life since the day I can remember my earliest memory in life. It's always been a part of my life, and it's always something I've loved.
And you brought up a really good point. People, of course, you know, Miss Marina, people, you know, wrestling fans can be harsh. They can be brutal on the business. But to me, wrestling will never go away. I mean, it has ups and down points. But wrestling is just something that us wrestling fans, including yourself, Raw fans, is that you love. But wrestling, like you said, is just, you know, we all get into it in a different way. But like you said, it's just something about wrestling that just draws you in. I mean, people say it could be the characters or the moves. Everybody is different. But wrestling, it's just, to me, it's just one of a kind. It's just, it'll have you, like, glued to your seat or off the edge of your seat.
Exactly. It's so pure. And it's so, there's something for everyone in wrestling. I mean, if it's comedy, if it's romance, if it's the action, if it's everything. And I honestly, in my opinion, I almost don't even understand how almost everyone can't love wrestling, because there is something for everybody when you watch wrestling. It doesn't have to be just WWE. It can be something from Japan. It can be something on the indie scene. And there's some type of wrestler that can connect to everybody. Wrestling is so diverse. It's for all age groups. It's for everybody in different walks of life. And there's something about wrestling, once you get that connection, it's truly hard to break it.
Yeah, and like you say, I mean, any kind, any era or area of wrestling, WWE, indie scene, Japan, Mexico, everybody can get a piece, you know, of the pie pretty much. Everybody has their choice. I mean, you want the big show in town, you go to WWE, you just want something calm, cool, laid back. You got the indie scene. So, like, you know, Miss Marina said, everybody has a choice in which they want to follow in wrestling. So, I mean, nowadays, too, there's so many promotions out there. It's just crazy, but it's a good thing.
Absolutely. It's a very good thing. Nothing would make me more happier just to see the wrestling business and the industry grow. And obviously, it's not as popular as it was in the mid-90s and the early 2000s, but it definitely has different outlets now with social media and YouTube and things like that, that when I was growing up, we wish we had stuff like that. So it'd be great just to see it scoop right back up and be in that high demand again.
But one thing for you, you know, for you, and I've had multiple lady guests on the show, one thing that's really cool for you ladies is, which WWE is pushing the hell out of, the women's evolution. And, you know, including yourself, you ladies are killing it. I mean, I see so many different ladies in wrestling who are just killing it. I mean, it could be lady announcers. I mean, Renee Young on WWE, first ever full-time Raw, you know, women's announcer lead, which is really cool. I mean, you ladies are doing it. No matter if it's WWE or indie scene, you know, you guys are killing it.
Yeah, you know, when I first thought about training to be a wrestler, because I thought it would just be a dream for forever, I honestly thought they just wanted to hire models. And I thought, well, there's no way that I could get that job. And the more I researched about it and more I kind of saw that they were trying to make that turn and start more focusing on the athletic ability of women and not just hire swimsuit models, I thought, well, maybe I could actually have that real chance because I was an athlete growing up in my life. So I thought I at least have the athletic ability and the flexibility from doing competitive cheerleading for 7 years to give it a shot. And I had to make that like leap of faith because I was a little afraid that actually wrestling would take away my love of wrestling because it'd be, you know, transcending becoming a fan and to a wrestler. So it was a little intimidating, and I definitely know the women's revolution is putting women more in the forefront. They still are looking for those girls who do look like bikini models, and it's still very intimidating. It is very based on how you look, despite they're saying they want women who are talented. They definitely want both. So it does still get in the back of your mind, the looks category of everything, and you just got to try to have the most confident in yourself. And what I'm doing right now is trying to hone my skills and get the best training from different professional wrestlers out there. And I am so thankful for the coaches I have right now, because in the past month, I've just become leaps and bounds better of a wrestler than when I first started. And it's all because of them.
So you definitely have the right mindset in wrestling, because I mean, this is just me, and I could be wrong. I mean, even the listeners listening live, that maybe some ladies are just worried about, you know, just the looks aspect. If they had, you know, they had the looks, of course, instead of, you know, getting, you know, seasoned in the mat, in the ring, where Miss Marina just talked about, you know, of course, the beauty's all there. Like I said, she is part of Saturday Super Special. Like, she is definitely has the beauty, but like you said, you want to be, as far as wrestling in the ring, you want to kick ass. And I think some ladies think differently. That made sense. Like, some just think, oh, well, I got the beauty, I'm just going to jump out there. Nah. It don't roll like that.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing my grandfather told me when I was young, my grandfather is an amazing man, and he's dedicated, and he's been from a bodybuilder when he was younger. He does CrossFit. He does Olympic lifting right now in his 60s, and he's always been like my fitness inspiration. And one thing that will stick with me for the rest of my life is he said, someone will always be better looking than you. Someone will always be smarter than you. Someone will always just be better than you in life. But don't ever let anyone outwork you. You have to work harder. And that's something that will always stick with me, because being in an industry like this, which is super cutthroat and very competitive, anything just being on TV is, that's one thing. You have to let your work speak for you, and not just don't rely on your talent, don't rely on your looks. You have to put in that effort 110%.
Yeah, and really good things you brought up too. I've been through the same situation. You talked about your grandfather, big inspiration. My grandfather was the same for me. Actually, his anniversary when he passed away was yesterday, so the summer is like a little rough for me and my family included. But my grandfather, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing a wrestling podcast thing, because it all started with him. I remember sitting on his lap, 6, 7, 8 years old, by his side, even when I was, you know, little, watching wrestling with him. So it all goes to him for that. But he was just like your grandfather. You know, when I run marathons, I always see that vision of him there. You know, he would say, hey, if you got legs, keep on running. So that's something he would definitely say. But that's grandfathers and fathers. It's just the influence they can bring to you. It's just remarkable. But I'm glad you were blessed to have a grandfather like the one you had to do what you're doing. And here you are today, just killing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's wonderful. And, you know, he's definitely looking down on you, looking and doing what you're doing. And that's wonderful. I mean, people always need a role model. And I feel like sometimes people choose the wrong role models. And my grandfather is 100% one of mine. And, you know, people with the age and the wisdom who've experienced things in their life, they pass down the good knowledge that sometimes when you're younger, you think you're too wise to listen to what they have to say, but they definitely know what's right and definitely give the best advice.
That's absolutely true. And Miss Marina, of course, special at its best starts. You're a wrestler now, of course. Every wrestler has their beginning, their starting point. When you got to the dojo, what was like the first thing that took your breath away when you're just like, damn, like I know I choose the right damn school?
Well, actually, the dojo is my second school. I actually went to a different school in the very beginning and learned a very, very hard lesson in the wrestling industry, that there are professional wrestling schools out there that are scams, that are looking for just quick money grabs. Fortunately, I thought I did my right research, and I ended up falling into a school that just had a big name and unfortunately pretty much didn't teach me anything, and kind of ran away with a lot of my money that I paid to get trained. And so I kind of ran into a little bit of a crossroads where I didn't know what to do because I felt very defeated. And I just looked and looked and looked for more schools and did my research. And mostly by word of mouth, I found my dojo here in Orlando. And when I met with my trainer, I kind of told him, I was like, listen, I'm the person that I don't want you to, you know, blow smoke out me. You know, I want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And he looks me in the face. He goes, if you suck, I'll tell you you suck right now. I'll go out there in that gym and tell everyone in the ring they suck. And I was just like, well, this seems to be like the place for me because all I want is the truth. I'm an honest person. So he reviewed some of my matches I had, and he definitely gave me the hard truth about everything. And I liked that because I like being criticized, but I like the positive criticism, not just being kind of thrown down. So what I went through when I walked into this dojo, I knew, I just thought, man, I wish I was here from the very beginning. Because at Team Vision Dojo, I learned more in 1 month than I did about 4 months of training where I previously was. Wow. Our coaches are unbelievable. They both have 15 years plus of experience. A lot of our coaches have wrestled almost everyone on the 205 roster, a lot of familiar faces on TV, and they're just wonderful. And they are both different style of wrestlers. They bring different things to the table. We always have familiar faces stopping by on a week-to-week basis. The amount of people I've got to meet so far is pretty astounding as a fan, because you never outgrow being a fan. So getting to meet these people all the time because of where I train, it's pretty spectacular. And I'm very lucky to be where I'm at.
And you said it best too. Like, I think some people, and it can be hard for some people, and for other people, it may not be criticism. And I believe, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. CC, criticism, you know, means corrections. I mean, sometimes you definitely need that criticism to correct you, to make you better. And like you said, I mean, that's the, I'm definitely for sure certain in wrestling school, that's what you need. Cause I mean, wrestling, I mean, there's so many things you got to look at, you know, to get better. Cause it's such a huge business as far as learning your craft. In the ring, you have to be able to take criticism. I actually, for me, honestly, I'm a person who can't take criticism. For the new year, I have to learn on doing that, but everybody's different.
Yeah, criticism's hard. And with wrestling, I realized it's more about time. You just have to, wrestle to learn about everything. You're not going to learn it just by listening to people. You're not going to learn it by watching it. You're not going to learn it by just doing some drills. The more you wrestle, the more you understand. And it's even difficult for me because I get frustrated because I want to do this so bad, and I rack my brain on why I can't figure it out, or why this doesn't come more natural to me, or why can't creatively I think better. And all my coaches say is just like, you're still learning. Just wait.
Still learning.
Yeah, I mean, it takes years. I mean, you know, years to master. And I mean, after years that my trainers have been doing it, they said it wasn't years. I mean, I think they said after 10 years, they thought they were kind of decent at wrestling.
Decent.
And, you know, are your biggest critic, and I am very critical of myself. So it definitely just comes in. The more you wrestle, the more it comes natural. And I'm just so anxious for 2019 because I know it's going to be a big year for me, and I really can't wait to learn more and study more and travel more and get on the road and do some shows around Florida and hopefully head up to Alabama and Georgia and expand my wrestling experience a lot.
After you just saying that, my response is definitely go, girl, You do it. You can do it. Like I said, this lady is looking to do big things. Like I said, she is special. She is a part of Saturday Super Special. My live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio is Miss Marina Tucker, of course, from Team Vision Dojo of Professional Wrestling. We are here on 6:30. If you have any questions for her, call in and talk to us here on Between the Ropes Radio, 646-716-5926. Miss Marina, I meant to ask you, I'm kind of jealous because I love it down there. How's the weather in Orlando right now? You said Orlando. I'm like, I'm a little jealous.
Well, it's been kind of strange this week. The other day we had a tornado warning the whole day. It was a thunderstorm. Today it's been kind of breezy. Florida is a strange animal. I'll tell you what, it's you can have every season in 1 week, and then it'll be like you're sweating to death. And it's Christmas time. So sometimes it's kind of hard to feel very in the holiday spirit when you live here a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, but like, I mean, you're here on the show, you're wrapping your gifts. So, I mean, sometimes you need that quiet night. I mean, everybody soon will be getting crazy because of the holidays, but I always believe you need that time to yourself, like just wrap gifts and do what you got to do. And I mean, I'm sure just like you and myself, we're always thinking wrestling. So, but hey, It's just one of those nights, you know, you got to wrap gifts. And for me, as far as wrapping gifts, I suck really bad. So,
I know. I'm the same. I'm almost like, oh, I should have just got a bag. Throw it in a bag. Get some tissue paper. It might work out better.
Now, I was doing some research. Now, of course, there's, of course, one of my favorite Christmas movies. There's a Christmas Story. Love it. Now, for you, I'm going to say this for you. You have a bulldog story. You're a master hockey interviewer, or you were one, and which, you know, I researched you and stuff that you did. Would you ever consider like using like a hockey stick on one of your opponents? Maybe if you had to, you know, the referee had his back turned or something.
Oh, absolutely. Hockey. When I tell people what I went to college for, I said, I went to school for hockey. I was the first female broadcaster for my Division I hockey team ever. And I was proud of that. I love hockey. I went out there in 6-inch high heels on ice and interviewed athletes. And I'm really proud to say we also have a very good Division II football team. We actually just went to the national championships this year for all Division II. I've actually interviewed a couple guys who are currently playing in the NFL for a Division II college. That's insane. But hockey is really one of my true loves. I enjoy watching it. Obviously, I have a thing for the violent sports in life.
Hey, well, you know, honestly, for me, there's nothing wrong with kicking some ass. And there's times that you have to. I mean, you know, of course, you don't still want to go out beating everybody up, but everybody knows what I mean. You just got to sometimes do that. But when I saw your photo, I was getting ready for the show, you had the heels on. I thought you were standing on like a white piece of carpet. I'm like, she's standing on the ice. I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, you know, I made a lot of people lose a lot of bets over 5 years of being in college. Everyone from the direction crew to the post-game team to even my broadcast team. Every year they're like, when do you think Maroon is going to fall on the ice? Do you think it's going to be this game? Do you think it's going to be this game? I didn't even find out until like my junior year of college that my my head broadcaster for the play-by-play, he was like, do you know how much money you've lost me this year? And I'm like, for what? And he goes, you never fall. So I was like, I believe I should have got a cut of that money considering it was me.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say probably after that, you know, since you won every bet, the song just came to my mind. It's like, money, money, money. I thought you'd be like, yeah, counting the money and just like rocking back and forth. Like, all those suckers lost.
Right? I could do the Shane O'Mac shuffle on the ice in those heels, I bet.
That's something I would love to see, because honestly, I'm sure you could probably pull that off. That's something tonight on the show you had to tell everybody, post on like your Instagram, it's Twitter, Facebook, anything. That's something you got to tell everybody, like your former colleagues, hey, check this out. You suckers want to owe me money. That's something you might have to maybe do for the new year.
Right? My past debt, you can pay it up front.
I know, right? Now, Miss Marina, we the way we do things around Between the Ropes Radio, once we get towards the end of the show, we always do the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center question. And every guest, they're like, damn, that's a really good question, man. And some of them, they're like, I'll have to get back to you on that. Some of them just answer it right away. So if you're ready for the question, you ready to hear it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, if you had to come up with a pay-per-view name for the dojo, what would it be?
Well, I was actually just talking to somebody that I wrestle with about this because they were doing a show in February, and, of course, Valentine's Day. And they were trying to think of, you know, kind of something themed along the line. And we were discussed that Love is a Battlefield was a good name, and no one uses it. And, of course, it's a famous song. So you'd already have a song to fit your name of your pay-per-view.
I mean, love is a battlefield. I mean, I've heard the song, but I can't. The lyrics aren't coming there. I'm just singing to be singing. But that actually could work. I mean, you know, of course, we all know there's no love in the ring. People get beat down. But I think that's something that could work, like a Valentine's Day theme kind of pay-per-view. I think that's something that could actually work.
Right. I mean, they have intergender wrestling now. You could have some big breakup and some girl want to beat the crap out of her boyfriend, or, you know, a bunch of girls that hate each other get in there and rip each other's hair out. And there's a lot of good ones. You can bring one of those big stuffed teddy bears that are like 4 feet tall from Walmart and beat the crap out of somebody with that, stuff them in there.
I could see you coming to the ring with a thing of flowers, with a hockey stick hidden in, and just beat the crap out of somebody, beat somebody's ass.
That's right. Valentine's Day either makes you stresses people out or makes you sad that you're single. So why don't you go watch people beat each other up? It'll make you feel so much better instead of worrying about stuff.
But you came like real simple answers. Some talent like us, a lot of my talent in the past, may come on the show, have thought of some really good names, but like I said, some they're like, man, but like I said, you just came out real quick with that. So, hey, tonight is super special. You definitely thought of that with like the blink of an eye, which that's really cool because we always do the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center question. So, hey, it definitely all worked out. And Miss Marina, we are getting close towards the end here, Between the Ropes Radio. Now, we talked about it earlier. This is going to be the rematch next month, January 4th. Again, you'll be up against Miss Amber Nova. And what can the fans expect for this second time around between you two ladies?
Well, they can expect me, Marina Tucker, 5'2½", full of Detroit sass, to take the beating to that wrench lady, send her back to that garage in South Carolina where she came from, and just never come back. Because obviously, you got to pay to see the best. She's just not cutting it there at that dojo, obviously.
Oh, man. Hey, temperature's getting hot. It's getting hot in here, hot and heavy. That is going to be spectacular. Friday, January 4th, of course. Check it out. Team Vision, Dojo Professional Wrestling. That event is going to be good. Miss Marina Tucker up against Amber Nova is going to be kick-ass. Like I said, they're going to tear the building down. These two ladies, two phenomenal athletes. You definitely want to check it out. And, of course, Miss Marina, outside of that big matchup on January 4th, where else can we expect you in the ring kicking some ass like you do?
I'm going to be making my debut in February at Ignite Wrestling in Fort Lauderdale, which I'm extremely excited about. I also have a few other shows in the works that I'll probably be adventuring outside of Florida, so I'll hopefully be keeping everybody posted about that. But I'm definitely going to be at Team Vision Dojo for the next 2 months and then making my way down to South Florida for Ignite the second week of February. So definitely excited about that. Be making a lot of debuts in 2019. Very excited for it. I'm not a person that usually makes New Year's resolutions, but this year they're all going to be coming true, and I'm ready for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, you heard it first. This lady is the truth, and she means it. Big things happen for this special lady, beautiful lady, next year, 2019. My live guest tonight was from Team Vision Dojo of Professional Wrestling, Miss Marina Tucker. This lady has a good head on her shoulders, doing big things in Florida, outside of Florida. Check her out because she definitely is the future. And Miss Tucker, you are the greatest. Thank you very much for joining me live here on Between the Ropes Radio. Saturday was super special because of you. I thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed every second of it. Have a great
night.
Most
importantly, you too. Merry Christmas. God bless to you and your family.
Yes.
And definitely always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio.
Well, definitely Merry Christmas back to you. Everyone listening, have a happy holidays. Happy New Year. I definitely look back to joining you again soon, Ty.
Oh, thanks a lot. You too. God bless and have a great night.
Thank you.
You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio Saturday night with my boy Ty Asbury. And tonight was Saturday Super Special. My guest was from Team Vision Dojo of professional wrestling superstar Miss Marina Tucker. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great Saturday night. God bless. Love others. Love yourself. I'm out. Yeah. Sensational.
Wee-hee-hee.